first parak of Shabbos Mishnah Hey, talking about some other. The previous mission we mentioned Machlekes Beisham Beisil as far as those 18 Gzeiros. Now we're going to bring some other Machlekes Beisham Beisil that I'm going to get to for Shabbos. Beshamay Oynim. Beshamay says Ein Shoyrim and Yoy B'Samon V'Kalshina. One is prohibited to soak dyes or ink and dyes. Kalshina is some type of animal fodder that would also be soaked in water. All these things, there's a certain malacha involved. Soaking dyes is tovea, is malachat tovea. Yeah, the soaking of kashinim over here is a type of leisha, a type of kneading. Even though you put it in before Shabbos, the Shami says it's also elikadesh yeshuvim b'yom, unless it's completely soaked and the dye was already absorbed into the liquid before Shabbos. The Shami has a tremendous chiddush that he says that even though mitzvah the malacha that a person does, it says loisata kamalacha b'yom haShabbos, and if you do the malacha before Shabbos, even though it goes into Shabbos, it's permitted. But the Shami says that your kelim are not allowed to do malacha. Malacha cannot be done in your kelim. Just like we paskin that your animals now let the malachas for you on Shabbos, he says your kelim also now let the malachas for you on Shabbos, and therefore you ask these things because your kelim are involved in a malacha on Shabbos, and they still matzim, they still hold that there's no iser shvitas kelim on Shabbos. Your kelim are allowed to do malachas on Shabbos as long as you're not doing the malachas. Kamuvan, there's a thing in certain situations when it's a maris ayin, it looks like you rented out your car on Shabbos to a guy, and people see, they know it's your car, and they see your car is being driven on Shabbos. That could be a problem if you have somebody that's making a lot of noise and doing malacha that people may assume that it was done on Shabbos itself. That may be a problem. These are things that one has to ask a shayla from as well.